what it needs to do, kind of.
Hello, welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan. And we're standing outside the powerhouse with Alex Woodward, who, you've been a very naughty boy this year, haven't you?
I'd like to think I've been very nice.
Really?
Which has led me to this place that I'm allowed to be naughty.
I see. So there's not actually going to be coal in your sack this Christmas. Don't know. Anyway, look, there is so much sweet saccharine in Christmas shows, isn't there?
So much.
And you've decided, yeah, we're big people now.
Well, yeah, it kind of killed me a little bit. Every Christmas, I would get together with my friends and we'd all have this moment and have drinks and dress up and be silly and dance around the yard and play instruments and sing for each other. And I was like, this is so fun. This is such an important part of Christmas for me. I mean, I love my family. I love spending Christmas Day with them. But I always found it, like, odd that at Christmas time, you know, these other families you develop, these friendships, you don't actually get to spend any time with them. So I wanted to have something which would kind of create this friends Christmas experience. And kind of from that, I thought, you know, we should do a show. This is a show, and this is kind of that. It's a theatrical birth of that idea.
So what's wrong with Love Actually? Actually,
I actually love Love Actually. It's so like the same. It's the Christmas movie I watch every year.
Alex, you're a man after my own heart.
So I think it's, but it is that. You know, that's the movie. That's a movie you watch with your friends and family. It's not that kind of, let's go to Lord Mayor's Christmas carols and all, you know.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, and just like cheesy and family friendly. And I just think, you know, there's so many people who don't have kids.
Small children.
Yeah, and there's plenty of people who do have kids who want to do something at Christmas that isn't necessarily like child friendly. So, yeah.
Yes, we do not have to be parents 24 hours.
Well, exactly.
As long as we can pay for babysitters and not tie them up
and
to the post somewhere.
I have heaps of friends who have kids, and sometimes, you know, you don't want to watch Dora the Explorer. So I just think this is an opportunity for that. And, yeah, people with kids, they're so much more than just parents. And, yeah. Yeah.
So I've been following the story of the show kind of on Instagram as you've released casting information.
Yes.
I've noticed a lot of the characters have names of reindeers
in them. They do. We just wanted to kind of find a way to create, I suppose because it's almost like theatrical cabaret panto, we wanted to give everyone strong characters because obviously because it's a bit of a concert, an idea to bring in these like character stereotypes was a way to bring that theatrical nature to it. So we've kind of got your Saint Nick and then all the reindeers who are strong personalities to give us these like awesome juxtapositions and comedy moments and all that kind of stuff throughout the show.
My personal favorite was Rudolph. He wishes everyone would stop talking about his nose.
Yeah. Bit like Pinocchio, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, in many of the understudied productions, you're actually starring in it, not this one.
Yeah, I wanted to take a... I love performing, but I wanted to take a
really?
Step away and just focusing on, like, putting things on.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a... I'm doing another show here at the Powerhouse next year, which I can't say what it is yet. And
I knew
that was something that I probably wouldn't be in as well. So I thought this is a great way to help get into that as well. It's really important to me creating theatre and putting on theatre here in Brizzy. And in order to do that effectively, I can't be in everything that I put on. So I thought this is a great opportunity to give that a hand. Yeah.
All right. So why, if somebody is listening to this, why should they hand over their money and who should they bring with them?
Bring your friends. Bring your... Maybe don't come with your mum.
I probably will.
I mean, maybe some people... I mean, my mother and father will be there on opening, so I won't be sitting next to them, but it'll be fine. But yeah, bring your friends. You know, people you won't necessarily see on Christmas Day. Don't bring grandma. You know, just come ready to have fun and have a drink, have dinner, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe it?
I would say it's 70 minutes of comedy, great singing, great dancing, with a bit of a salacious, naughty twist.
Right, so you really shouldn't even bother to put out your stocking this Christmas.
No, I think I shouldn't.
Okay.
But, you know, I think the show alone and the fun I'll have here will be enough of a gift for me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Done?